91X News.
It's 6 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. A 24-year-old Belleville man has died after an altercation on Sunday night. Aaron Rushlow was rushed to Kingston General Hospital after police responded to a call in regards to him lying motionless in the street. He sustained serious injuries, which he later succumbed to. The initial investigation indicates that Rushlow and another person were in some kind of argument and that he was struck by a vehicle. The investigation is ongoing. Anybody with information is asked to contact Detective Constable McCauley at 613-966-0882, extension 2312, or Quinty Crime Stoppers. Dennis O'Lund has been granted bail a day after New Brunswick's Court of Appeal squashed his murder conviction. Justice Mark Richards said today O'Lund has regained the presumption of innocence and that he's no threat to flee or cause further violence. The judge said that the public's faith in the justice system would be shaken more by O'Lund's continued detention than by an order granting him bail. The appeal court ordered a new trial Monday, 10 months after a jury convicted him of second-degree murder in the bludgeoning death of his multimillionaire father, Richard. The appeal court found that the trial judge did not properly instruct the jury on evidence around the jacket O'Lund was wearing the day of the murder. O'Lund told the police he was wearing a navy blazer, but later admitted he was wearing a brown Hugo Boss jacket. The Crown portrayed the statement as an intentional lie, while the defense and O'Lund himself said it was an honest mistake. A former nurse is facing 8 murder charges in connection with a series of deaths at Ontario nursing homes. Police from 3 jurisdictions say the deaths took place in Woodstock and London between 2007 and 2014. Ontario Provincial Police Detective Superintendent Dave Truax was asked how the victims died.
The victims were administered a drug. We're not in a position at this time to comment further on the specifics of the drug, as it forms part of the evidence that is now before the courts.
Police have charged 49-year-old Elizabeth Wetlaufer with 8 counts of first-degree murder. Ontario's efforts to ease the upward pressure on electricity rates has hit a snag due to a change in accounting practices. Canadian Press's Keith Leslie has more.
The Independent Electricity System Operator is reporting a previously unrecognized actuarial loss and past service costs of just over $80 million. The provincial agency, which oversees Ontario's electricity market, says it'll raise fees it charges the power industry to recover the losses. The Progressive Conservatives point out the loss more than offsets the $70 million that Liberals had said would be saved over 7 years under Ontario's new deal to purchase electricity from Quebec. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Education Minister Mitzi Hunter says the province will take steps to avoid having to cancel future online tests. The Education Quality and Accountability Office had to pull the plug on its first online literacy test last week, blaming it on a cyber attack. Mitzi Hunter says the online test plan for this spring will include a paper-based backup to ensure students can complete the test if there's a glitch. An investigation into Friday's incident is underway, and officials say it will lead to recommendations to prevent similar problems in the future. A former Toronto teacher and hockey coach is facing a sex assault charge in connection with a crime that allegedly took place 46 years ago. James David Hicks is accused of sexually assaulting a boy in 1970 when he was working as the child's elementary school teacher. Hicks was arrested in Sudbury, Ontario, and then returned to Toronto to face the charge. Police say they believe there may be other alleged victims. They say Hicks worked as a teacher and hockey coach in Toronto from the 1970s through the 1990s, but did not provide further details. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward. Shoppers Drug Mart says it has submitted an application to be a distributor of medical marijuana. In an email, a spokesperson says the drugstore chain has applied to Health Canada to become a licensed medical marijuana producer, but only for the purpose of distributing the drug. Tammy Smitham says Shoppers has no intention of producing cannabis. The application is an administrative requirement to be able to distribute the drug. However, even if Shoppers' application is granted, the retailer won't be permitted to dispense the drug through its stores unless the government updates the regulations. Under the current regime, patients are only permitted to buy medical marijuana directly from licensed producers who send it by mail. Smitham says Shoppers is hopeful that Ottawa will consider updating the rules to allow pharmacies to play a role in distributing medical marijuana. Canadian Blood Services is bringing in tougher iron guidelines for its donors. Female donors will need to wait longer between blood donations, and male donors will need to pass a stricter hemoglobin test. The national agency says the move is meant to promote health and wellness among its donors. Starting December 10th, female donors will need to wait 12 weeks between blood donations instead of the current 8-week period. And starting March 5th, 2017, male donors must have a minimum hemoglobin level of 130 grams per liter, up from 125 grams per liter. Hemoglobin is a protein found in red blood cells that is necessary for carrying oxygen to the tissues in the body. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Unemployed, underemployed, or looking for a new career? Loyalist College wants to put you to work. Find out how during Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4. Consult with Loyalist faculty about more than 60 full-time programs, as well as distance studies and continuing education options. Learn about second career funding and prior learning assessment and recognition. Visit Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4, and enter a draw for a $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
QNET Sports. Lancers basketball is back. The season kicked off on Saturday with both the men's and women's teams losing to the Centennial Colts. The Lady Lancers take on St. Lawrence Vikings tonight in Kingston. Game time is 6 p.m. at St. Lawrence College. The Wellington Dukes defeated the Coburg Cougars last night with a final score of 2-1. They take on the Trenton Golden Hawks Friday night at the Duncan McDonald Memorial Gardens Arena. Game time is 7:30 p.m. The NBA is back. Three games kick off professional basketball's regular season, starting with the NBA champion Cleveland Cavaliers hosting the New York Knicks. Later, Utah visits Portland, and Kevin Durant suits up for the Warriors for the first time as Golden State welcomes San Antonio. Brendan Gallagher scored late in the third period as the Montreal Canadiens beat the Philadelphia Flyers 3-1 to extend their winning streak to four games. Canadiens defenseman Shea Weber says teammate Alex Radulov has plenty of promise.
He's just going to keep getting better and better. He's one of those guys that he's dynamic when he's got the puck. He's got the capability of making plays and making things happen. And, hopefully he can continue to do that and help us be successful.
Christopher Stegg scored in the seventh round of the shootout to give the Calgary Flames a 3-2 win in Chicago. For Stegg says this is an important early season win.
We knew what our problems were. We talked about it, and this is really the first game we came through with it. We knew what kind of team we were playing tonight. You can even see at times when we did turn it over how dangerous they are. But tonight was a great game all around.
Two teams with long droughts for baseball's ultimate prize square off in Game 1 of the World Series tonight. The Associated Press's Matt Lode has more.
Game 1 of the World Series will start tonight at Progressive Field as the American League champion Cleveland Indians will play host to the National League champion Chicago Cubs. The Indians took care of business in the ALCS, beating Toronto in 5 games. The Cubs went 6 games to beat the Dodgers in the NLCS. Veteran lefty John Lester will start Game 1 for Chicago. He'll battle Indians ace Corey Kluber, who was the Indians' best pitcher in the regular season. One of these teams will be ending a long title drought. The Cubs haven't won a championship in 108 years. The Indians have not won a championship since 1948. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
The Denver Broncos ruined Brock Osweiler's homecoming on Monday Night Football, incessantly hurrying, hitting, and harassing their former teammate in a 27-9 win over his Houston Texans. Coach Gary Kubiak returned to the sideline following his second health scare in 3 years, and he liked what he saw as the 5-2 Broncos snapped a 2-game skid in sending the overwhelmed Texans home at 4-3. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, a mix of sun and cloud today with some wind and a high of 8. Cloudy tonight with a low of -4. Mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 6. At 12:09, it's 6 degrees and mainly sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 1 o'clock.